In focus today, the crisis in Darfur. Earlier this year, a United Nations commission shied away from accusing the Sudanese government of committing genocide in Darfur, while finding that serious violations have been committed there. VOA's Bob Doty focuses on the controversial question of genocide in Darfur and its legal implications.
In early 2003, Darfuri rebels took up arms against the Sudanese government. The main rebel groups, the Justice and Equality Movement and the Sudan Liberation Army, accused the Khartoum government of marginalizing Africans in favor of Arabs. In response, the government began financing and arming the Janjaweed, an Arab militia tasked with clearing Darfuri villages of rebel supporters. Despite a humanitarian ceasefire brokered last year, hostilities and the Janjaweed's scorched earth policy continued. Hundreds of African villages were burned, their residents raped, killed, or driven into the desert. Estimates put the death toll somewhere between 180,000 and 400,000, with more than 2 million people now living in refugee camps in Darfur and neighboring countries. Despite human rights advocates and humanitarian groups branding these attacks as genocide, a recent United Nations Commission of Inquiry concluded that the Sudanese government did not pursue a policy of genocide. But the question of genocide continues, with some declaring the United Nations a failure. From a legal point of view, applying the term genocide to Darfur or any other region is not simple, according to Jamal Jafari, senior research assistant with the Public International Law and Policy Group in Washington, D.C.
Have victims been killed? Have they experienced severe bodily or mental harm, that type of thing? Apart from that, you also have to look at what was the intent of the perpetrator. In essence, what the Genocide Convention tries to do is separate cases where there have been accidents or unintentional harm to civilians from cases where the intent to harm civilians was very clear and was the purpose of the violence. That's what we're seeing more in Darfur.
Mr. Jafari, however, notes that the United Nations Commission allowed for exceptions not supported by law in order to argue that there was no official policy of pursuing genocide in Darfur. Eric Reeves, a longtime advocate for Darfur, who teaches at Smith College in Massachusetts, adds that a finding of genocide would have been a political minefield for the United Nations Security Council.
I think a genocide finding would have been too controversial for China and Russia, perhaps Pakistan. But I also think that this Commission of Inquiry were very, very attuned to the fact that the African Union has not called this genocide, and that the Arab League is very much opposed to its being called genocide, and that Khartoum, of course, has adamantly denied that it is engaged in genocide. So one way or another, this determination was going to be made in a political context, unfortunately.
But the president of the commission, Judge Antonio Cassese, vehemently denies these charges. Nonetheless, it is this controversy that led Physicians for Human Rights, which is active in Sudan, to use the term unfolding genocide to describe the situation in Darfur. Senior Communications Associate John Hefferman explains.
You don't need a genocide declaration to stop the killing. However, at the same time, in fully aware of the implication of calling it a genocide, the Genocide Convention talks about undertaking to prevent and punish the crime of genocide. From a legal perspective, perhaps more evidence is needed to establish intent. I don't think so, although some people do think so.
Khartoum has repeatedly denied engaging in a policy of genocide or financing and arming the militias responsible for much of the devastation in Darfur. If this is the case, analyst Jafari argues, then the Sudanese government should help repatriate Darfur's displaced population.
The Khartoum government has consistently denied that they've taken place in genocide, which we know is not the case, but they've also claimed that their military offensives have solely been for the purpose of defeating the rebels. Now, if that's the case, then they should have no problems assuring a right of return for refugees and internally displaced to their home areas, and they should help repatriate them when the situation is brought to a point of peace.
As the genocide controversy continues, peace in Darfur remains on hold. Peace talks suspended in December may resume by June 10th in Nigeria under the auspices of the African Union. For now, the daily struggle for water, food, and security in Darfur continues. For Focus, I'm Bob Doty.